It's the last month of the first quarter of the year, and how are you coming along with your goals? Do you feel unmotivated and out of steam? Do you know anyone who's focused more on their problems than on the solutions or even greater gratitude? This is the episode for you and them. Go ahead, like, share, and love today's show. We've got great guests and timely topics. On the Think and Grow Rich International Masterminders Saturday Morning Blog Talk Show.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com. Or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Welcome to the radio podcast of the Think and Grow Rich International Masterminders. We're your virtual mastermind partners, helping you to live, speak, think, and grow rich. Here every Saturday at 8 a.m., mastering our lives through our minds and our minds with our words through our thoughts and our thoughts by our actions. I'm your host this morning, S. Danelle McNeil.
A lot of you who know that I love to help people. I love to inspire people. I love to help people to, you know, crush their dreams and pursue their goals. So I spend a lot of time on Facebook forums with entrepreneurs who are looking for the answers to achieve some of the things that I've been able to achieve. And one of them is building a profitable business. And this young lady commented, "What do I do when I don't feel motivated to do the work, when I don't feel motivated to make the calls or to close the clients?" And the best piece of advice that I could possibly give her was to differentiate yourself from motivation and discipline.
Because discipline is when you can understand within yourself that there are certain things that you have to accomplish or certain things that you're in pursuit of on the journey and on the road to success. Motivation is when you sit down and you wait for outward, you know, instances, outward things like music and people and different moods and swings that oftentimes don't come consistently enough for you to generate the results that you need to generate. An old Chinese proverb says, you know, the best time to plant a tree is yesterday. But the second best time to plant a tree is today. Plant the tree, get it done, and make it happen.
All right, we're making it happen. We're planting trees. By the end of today's conversation, we would desire that you would have a renewed spark to your burning desire, or at the very least have some considerations to getting back in the driver's seat to the fulfillment of your burning desires and intentions. Because after all, you are the master of your fate and the captain of your soul. So let's get into this morning's show. This morning, we're talking with Dr. Lolita Boykin, licensed clinical social worker. Dr. Lolita Boykin is a licensed clinical social worker with over 20 years of experience in the field. She provides continuing education for social workers to help them manage stress, burnout, compassion, and fatigue through workshops and seminars. Dr. Boykin is a graduate of Louisiana State University, go Tigers, and resides just north of Mobile, Alabama, with her husband, two daughters. Good morning, Dr. Boykin. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. We've also got serial reader Robin Donaldson, president of Renew Construction in Tampa, Florida. Having read the best-selling Think and Grow Rich 7 times, Robin is a model of the principles applied. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. I would be remiss if I didn't mention my former self, the Master Builder, helping to guide and inspire better and stronger lives, Anne McNeil. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's get right into the conversation, and I'll pose the first question to Dr. Boykin. Dr. Boykin, if you will, please share with us the clinical side of how or why we lose steam in the working towards our goals and what we can do to get back into it.
Okay, I'll be happy to. As a social worker, my job and my role is to help people solve problems, our clients to solve their problems. And a lot of times people get off track because they have not assessed what their situation is. We have a lot going on. A lot of times we want to achieve goals, but there may be things that come up in our lives that prevent us from achieving those goals. There may be barriers. So, for instance, like in my own case, I wanted to start my business a couple of years ago, but as a wife, as a mother, working full-time, I was also a caregiver for two relatives. So that was going to be a barrier for me achieving my goals. So I had to make some adjustments and get back on track. So that's one of the main reasons why people have some challenges in that area.
Pardon me, I just asked the whole question on mute. Thank you. So what are some of those things that you've done to help get back on track?
One of the main things I did was look at what I wanted to do, what was my goal, and then from there identify specific steps or action plans that I wanted to take to achieve those goals. And what I like to do is look at the big picture and then work back into what do I need to do over time to achieve that big goal. And that's been successful for me.
Okay. So at the end of 2017, beginning of 2018, a slew of people in this and other countries were setting new goals, some were resetting their sales, making adjustments to their goals and burning desires. And let me say, for the sake of this conversation, that you'll hear me using goals and burning desires interchangeably, but I have to tell you, I don't think that they're the same, but more on that later. Today we'll keep it clean. So they were already in pursuit and reunited with their ambitions and some their purpose. Robin, can you share with us some of the things that in your readings that you found that you've been able to apply that have worked, that's worked for you? And can you also talk about the annual meeting that you attended, I think for the first time this year, the Think and Grow Rich International Masterminders Accountability Meeting in January?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I would like to answer the question in regards to the annual in Boca Raton, Florida. The experience was phenomenal. I really did not know what I was going to expect. But what I took away from it was a new leash on life. And as I described to Miss Ann, I told her, I said, you know, I fell back in love with NatWick. I mean, because it was NatWick that brought me to Think and Grow Rich, and it was Napoleon Hill's principles that just took my business, my life, every aspect of my life to another level. And I know as a busy single mom, a lot of things as far as my personal development, my recreation, just doing the things that that brought me joy. You know, I kind of like push those things on the rug and taking care of everything and everyone else. But when I left Boca, I had a clear understanding of what I needed to do. And once I got home, I went back over those 10 areas of my life that I was really neglecting most. And I just made a conscious effort to just take time for myself. And the places in which I felt that I excelled was the financial, because not only do I have my finances in order, I have finances set for not only my children but my children's children. I've been able to secure financing that I have, like, lines of credit. I have, you know, loans, so now I can fund those business ventures. And of course, education. I am still in school. And I'll be finishing in two more semesters. Danielle, my business is bananas. So I know I had a goal of $250,000. And the previous year it was $100,000, which I exceeded that. But today is March 3rd, 2018, and I'm halfway there. And it just, oh boy.
So keeping your goals in front of you is what I'm hearing. You revisited the burning desires, the intentions that you set for yourself. So we know that a couple of the reasons that people continue to fail in keeping current on working on their goals and are no clear intentions, which it sounds like you very much had. Dr. Boykin, can you speak to the imposter syndrome, which can also lead to a lack of clear planning? Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, I'd be happy to. A lot of people have imposter syndrome, and what that is where you feel that you are inadequate and you don't deserve to reach those goals that you have. Now, people who have imposter syndrome are very successful people. They're professional. They have the skills and experiences to achieve their goals, but within themselves and within their mind, they don't see that. And so that will limit them from achieving their goals. In fact, they think of themselves as a fraud. And so what we have to do is work with those folks to say, you deserve anything you desire. And let's look at what things we can put in place to help you overcome the imposter syndrome so you can see yourself as a success and move forward on your dreams.
So then it sounds like the imposter syndrome has a lot to do with self-worth.
Yes, your self-worth, how do you perceive yourself or how you compare yourself to other people and you don't feel worthy.
You know, in my reading this time around, I'm finding that this topic is not just about the things that you do. And Robin, I'd like to hear from you about the things that you did, but it's also, first and foremost, a mindset shift and change. As we've just heard from Dr. Boykin, there's a shift that has to happen in the mind where we affirm to ourselves that we are worthy of those higher, loftier desires that we have for ourselves. Robin, can you speak to that? And we are going to go to our next commercial break. I'm sorry, Danielle, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. For me, it was my faith. Just the faith and the auto-suggestions. To just constantly remind myself, first and foremost, that I am worthy to sit at the big table. And then, again, just surrounding myself with positive people, a lot of which who had more faith in me than I had in myself. And then, again, just the book, just applying those principles. I was able to combat fear because I didn't think I was worthy of the success I had. I didn't think that I was worthy to talk to the people that is going to take to bring me that success. So once I was able to peel all of that off, that's when the mind change or the shifting happened. Now, today, I know that there's nothing I can't do. I can do all things. And so, again, once I just aligned myself and made that little adjustment, I was able to fly.
I'd like to remind everyone listening to join us live in the conversation. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to get in the queue, and we'll do the rest. We'll be back after this commercial break.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And we are here. Thank you for joining the Think and Grow Rich International Masterminders Saturday morning blog talk show. I'm your host for this morning, Danelle McNeil. I am with Dr. Lolita Boykin and Robin Donaldson of Renew Construction in Tampa, Florida. Now, I noticed that we have a couple of other callers in the queue, one of which has attended previous annual meetings that we've had before we had our big five-year hiatus. The last four digits of your number are 9520. Your microphone is open, and I'd like for you please to share your past experiences at the annual meeting in Boca.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
This is Vaughn Young. I'm with my wife Rose, and we have been masterminding and rocking with the International Mastermind Association for about close to 20 years. And through my experiences, what I've learned over the years is that although my intentions were good when we first started going to the meetings and meeting annually and putting out our goals together, my mindset was not prepared for that. It was something just something to do. Maybe it was what the young lady said. Maybe I didn't think that I was actually worthy enough to sit at the big table in that aspect. But the truth be told, I've always had an innate, I guess you would say, like securing the bag. That was never the primary focus for me. I've always like leaned on the fact that my background, my family background, the way we were raised, and the way that I speak, these are the things that are going to prohibit me from achieving certain goals. But as time has gone on, I would set goals that were not low grade, but goals that I can accomplish with just the help and the encouragement of my mastermind team. So now I'm actually, let me back up. First of all, I understand now the difference between my goals and the burning desire that's within me. My goals are like the steps that help me to achieve the burning desire. So I just don't wake up in the morning and say that this is a burning desire. My goals, the goals that I set in every aspect of my life, those are the things that help me to stay on path and stay on track and on course with achieving those things that in those particular areas. So I guess what I'll say is what did she call the syndrome? Is imposter something?
Yes, imposter syndrome.
Yeah,
say
right
that again. Imposter syndrome. Yes. That's what it's called, the imposter syndrome.
Exactly. So I think that sometimes the paradigm that we live in automatically puts us in that category. Now, our goal should be to find ways to overcome those syndromes, because at the end of the day, like the young lady said, we're all meant to eat at that big table.
Yeah, I like that phrase. So, you know, I found that I have to make the goal a habit. The burning desire is the burning desire. And I'd like for each each of us, I'll finish with me because this is not something that I had planned to do, but I'd like for each of us to just very quickly mention a burning desire that we had that has gotten us to where we are. In fact, I will start with me. It has been a burning desire for me to have the Think and Grow Rich International Masterminders Association as the to be worldwide recognized as the organization for masterminders. And I thank you all for joining in with me in that burning desire this morning. Does anyone else have a burning desire that they'd like to share that has brought them to where we currently are right now?
Yes, I'll go. I have had a burning desire to empower and inspire social workers to live their best lives, and that's what I'm working on doing now with my blog and with my trainings and workshops.
Congratulations. So you know that this is a masterminding organization, so Dr. Boykin, I'll assume we have your permission to hold you accountable and follow up with you throughout the year to check and see how you're coming with that. Yes. Fantastic.
Oh,
Robin,
yes.
How about a burning desire
can.
For your... Oh, yes. Sorry, go ahead. You were finishing up, Dr. Boykin?
Oh, no, I'm saying yes, I could use that. That would be appreciated.
Fantastic. Done. And Robin, yourself?
My burning desire would be to encourage young black girls with the STEM careers, and that's my burning desire. And I've had the opportunity to make presentations for elementary as well as the seniors at the Architectural Academy we have here locally. So that's my burning desire.
Fantastic. Our caller, Vaughn, briefly, you have a burning desire that's brought you to where you are now.
Yes. Well, my burning desire is simple, but it's complex at the same time. It's primarily to help men to realize and understand that they were created as the foundation of the families of themselves and our communities, and empower them to bring back the original intent of a man here on this planet.
All right, so we've got it covered. So as I was saying a little bit earlier, I found that we have to, or we should, or we may want to consider making the goal a habit. So as it relates to myself, meaning I have to consistently perform the actions to the goal in order to get closer to the realization of the burning desire. Robin, Dr. Boykin, speak to us briefly within the last, we have maybe 5 minutes left, about forming new habits, creating new relationships, and developing new beliefs. Robin, I heard you mention that you surrounded yourself with individuals who, from time to time, had more to pour into you than maybe what you had at the moment. So speak to us, please, if you will, the things that aid us in living the changes that get us to where we desire. How do we get past the syndromes, the down days, understanding that it is a day-to-day journey to achieve that success? We'll start with Robin, and then we'll finish up with Dr. Boykin.
As the book suggests, avail yourself to the mastermind. For me, that has been how I've been able to overcome those days where I don't even want to get on a call, or I don't want to go to class, or I'm having some sort of friction or lash from the family. So for me, again, it's just attaching myself to those particular people who I know will pour into me instead of taking from me. And then also with the auto-suggestion, I monitor what I listen to. I mean, we know that negative or positive is going to enter the subconscious mind. So I'm in charge of what I allow to enter that space. And I think that the auto-suggestion has really assisted me, because I think of my highest self, like I really go there. And then I come back to the present and just grind it out. And if ever I get a moment, I just reflect back to what really
had, I mean, the real reason I wanted to achieve that goal in the first place.
Fantastic. The Mastermind, Auto-Suggestion, and Dr. Boykin, please, with forming new habits and developing new beliefs, if you can, please give us a couple of pointers and from the clinical side of how we can get started or continue in that.
Yes, be happy to. I believe the first thing is, what one thing we've talked about earlier is changing your mindset, setting your intentions, and actually putting in place things in the morning when you get your day started, thinking about, you know, what you want to achieve, what your goal is, and reflecting on that, taking time to reflect on that, and then planning out what you're going to do. I think a key part of doing that is saying that goal out, using affirmations and that sort of thing. And then another thing is that accountability. When we have someone or a group that we're accountable to, it's going to encourage us to keep pushing, especially when we see people who have done more than we have or they're doing what we want to accomplish. We can work together and get that support, and I think those things will help us move forward.
Thank you. We're going to go to our last commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And welcome here. Welcome forward. We're very much live this Saturday, collaborating with guest experts Dr. Lolita Boykin and Robin Donaldson. We're at the Mastermind Roundtable. We are the Think and Grow Rich International Masterminders, your virtual mastermind accountability partners. So as we're wrapping up, Dr. Boykin, tell us about, you have you're speaking at the National Association of Social Workers, and your title is really interesting to me. Can you tell us about that, about 30 seconds right before we exit out today?
Okay, yes. I'll be presenting at the National Association of Social Workers Annual Conference in Louisiana, and I'm really looking at how mothers and daughters manage trauma in context of family relationships. And I'm taking this cue from the hit TV show on OWN, Greenleaf.
Okay. All right. Anyone interested in finding out more about Dr. Boykin or her upcoming workshops and seminars can email at SavvySocialWorker1, that's S like Sam, AVVYSOCIAL, Worker1, the number one, at gmail.com, or check out Dr. Boykin's website at Boykin, B-O-Y-K-I-N, consulting.com. With that, I am your host for today, S. Danelle McNeil, and we are bidding you a wonderful, safe, and productive week.
A lot of you who know me know that I love to help people. I love to inspire people. I love to help people to, you know, crush their